You're not eating, Mum? Mum shakes her head. Your dad came over. Classic, state the obvious because something bad is coming line. Hi, son. It's really sunny outside today, isn't it? By the way, the dog died. Dad finishes chewing. We need to talk. I spear a crispy rasher of bacon and watch it crack in half. It's tomorrow, son. He wanted her to stop talking. He felt a rising panic that if she didn't stop right now, she was going to go on and on forever. Maybe she'd even talk about the night it happened. He couldn't bear to listen to that again. I'm going to get him for you, he said. It came out loud and sounded very certain.
You are?
Yeah. It was strange how words meant something when they came out of your mouth. Inside your head, they were safe and silent, but once they were outside, people grabbed hold of them. She sat up. What are you going to do? I'm going to go to his house and smash his head in. Karen pressed the flat of her hand against her forehead as if the thought of it gave her a headache. You never get away with it,